Recorded. We saw a very, very interesting Gemara yesterday. And the reason why it was interesting, because the Gemara brings a fascinating comparison between Hilchas Tumah and Hilchas Zimun. And the principle was that once something is disbanded, then even if you put it back together again, it's never quite the same. Which I think there's a lot of Musa in that. Much better, much better not to break it in the first place than to have to break it and then to put it back together. When you put it back together, it's never quite the same. It's never quite the same. So we had two examples. So what we're talking about is Legaba Zimun. So you have the groups, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and they have already incorporated him in Zimun. So now, when 3, 6, and 9 reconvene, the Chiv of Zimun has already disappeared because they have been, as it were, used, quote unquote, for a Zimun. So when they disbanded, so then when they get back together again, I'm sorry, you've lost the Chiv of Zimun, it's flown away. Porach Zimun. Mash, and we compare that to Tuma. When you had a bed, which was Tomei, if you break the bed to pieces, then halacha is that bread is no longer a kli, it's no longer makabel tumah. When you put it back together, it becomes a bed, but it does not become restored to its original tumah. That's what we saw yesterday. So we wanted to have a look a little bit in the halacha and to see how the Shulchan Aruch paskens all of this. So have a look in your Shulchan Aruch if you have some in Chelek Beis. And you will find this in Kuf Sadi Gimel, 193, Kuf Sadi Gimel. In my edition, you'll find this on page 194. So if you have the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Gimel, page 194, we're going to be learning Sif Dalet and Sif Hei. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalet, Shloisha Sheyoshvu Lechel. Three people who sat down to eat, I think we once saw this, Ubirku Birkas HaMoitzi. And they made their bracha of hamoitzi afilu kol echad oichel mikikaroi, even though each one is actually eating from his own bread, meaning they're not sharing each other's food. You might have then argued that's not considered eating together. The afilu lo yochel adayin kazay is pas, so neither have we eaten enough at the moment to mechayev benching, because less than a kazayis, nor are we sharing a loaf of bread. Nonetheless, that's it. You're stuck together. Einom rasho'im lechalek. You are not allowed anymore to split up. Says the Mishnah Brura, Chof Ches. Einom rasho'im lechalek. Hainu afilu reitze ligmar su'udasei. Meaning, even if he wants to finish his su'udo, koidem sheyigmur acherim, he wants to finish and go home before the others have finished theirs. I'm sorry, kiven shachiyuv shel zimun chal kvar olov, because the chiyuv of zimun has already taken effect on him, b'hascholas achilo sheloi, with the very first bite he ate, even though he has not yet eaten a kazayis, and even though he's not sharing other people's bread, nonetheless, by virtue of the fact that you did begin eating, even in your own bread, the chiyuv of zimun has kicked in, and you cannot therefore disband the group without doing zimun. So we already discussed this, I think, last time, that you see that the Shulchan Aruch brings both conditions together. In the Gemara, it brought it as two alternative versions, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it as one long halacha, meaning there are two chisroinos in this case. Number one, they haven't yet eaten a kazayis. Number two, they're eating separate loaves of bread. Either factor might, in theory, have been enough to say that there's no chiyuv of zimun. Maybe there's only a chiyuv of zimun if you share each other's bread. Maybe there's only a chiyuv of zimun once they have already eaten a kazayis. But until such point that they eat a kazayis, maybe they can still separate. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no. Even though you've got two separate factors, it's different loaves of bread. They have not yet eaten the kazayis. They're only up to the first bite. The Seder Moitzin had the first bite. That combines them, and they're not allowed to disband until they do zimun. Okay, that we've seen in the past.
I ask a question. If four people get together, we're gonna have lunch together. They've decided to have, but they haven't said hamotzi yet.
Right.
Can one leave at that point?
Yes. Either you see from the Shulchan Aruch, you only get stuck together after you have made a hamotzi and you had your first bite. Because okay. You see, the Shulchan Aruch says, even though they haven't had a kazayis. He didn't say, even though they didn't even begin eating and they just sat around the table schmoozing. No, they did begin eating. It's nonetheless a chidush because the chiyuv of zimun, I would have thought, hasn't yet taken effect because there's no chiyuv birkas hamazon bechlal. They haven't eaten a kazayis. Kamash malon, but if you've started eating that first bite, that's considered eating together. That's it. You're stuck together and you cannot now break the zimun. Now, look at Sif Hey. This is the halacha that we're learning it.
This question, are you, let's say you're at a wedding and you sit down with the, you're 10 people at your table and you all eat at the same time. Are you mechuyev with those people to bench? Because as a wedding goes, people switch tables, you sit somewhere else for benching.
Right, so that's really the next Sif. That's going to be the next Sif. That's really the Gemara did. Yeah, can you have numbers 3, 6, and 9? Who are forming a group, even though actually they did not eat together, but they all were originally part of a group that ate together. So let's see this next seat. That's Mamish Yor Shaila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Hei. Gimel, let's take this slowly. This is Mamish the Gemara we just learned. Gimel Sheba'u Mi Gimel Chabures. Three people who originated from three different groups. Shel, Shloisha, Shloisha, Bnei Adam. Each original group had three. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And one of those groups, I mean, three altogether, now come along, v'nischabru elu hashloisha, and these three people, we're going to call them 3, 6, and 9, nischabru, what does it mean, nischabru, from the Lashon of chibur? They have now connected, combined together. So remember, this was always the tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And Rabbeisai, let's not forget how this all began. This all began because we had a Mishnah that said that if three people eat zimun, they cannot eat together, they cannot split up. And the Gemara asked, what's the chiddush? We all know this already. So there must be some new halacha that we didn't know. And that is what the Gemara answered, that yes, according to one version, the chiddush is in this Mishnah that even though numbers 3, 6, and 9 never ate together, but by virtue of the fact that they came from groups who did eat together, had a chiyuv of zimun, so 3, 6, and 9, when they now combine forces, now can do a zimun together. That was the chiddush. So again, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gimel Sheba'u mi Gimel Chabura Yishal Shleisha Shleisha B'nei Adam V'nishabru Aleihem HaShleisha V'nishabru Eilu HaShleisha. And these three, we're calling them 3, 6, and 9, now have become one new group, and they have not eaten together. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im zimnu aleihen bimkoima. If they were already used for a zimun bimkoima, what does it mean bimkoima? In their original place. What does that mean they were used for a zimun? Kagain shehifsiku kol echad lishnayim. For example, they stopped for the other two. Remember, we saw this in Rashi and Tosis. We saw in Tosis, actually, that the halacha is number 3, and number 6, and number 9, for that matter. Number 3 was happily eating, but he had to stop eating in order to help out numbers 1 and 2. Remember, that was always the rule. The minority has to submit to the majority. So if numbers 1 and 2 wanted to do Zimun, number 3, even though he might not want to do Zimun now, but he's got to stop. He stops, he listens to their Zimun, but he was actually not benching them. He didn't bench them. But he was used for a Zimun, says the Shulchan Aruch, im zimnu aleihem bimkoima. If there was Zimun made with them, in their original place, how so? Kugoin shehifsiku kol echod lishnayim. In an example, for example, they stopped each one of those, number 3, number 6, and number 9, stopped their own personal eating in order to pay attention to the other two, ad sheomru hazon, until the others had said the first part of benching. Einam Yechoylim lezamin. The numbers 3, 6, and 9 cannot make a zimun. Now listen to this tremendous chiddush. Afilu im ochlu achar kach yachad. Even if 3, 6, and 9 completed their suuda together, they did eat together. The gomru suudasam, and they completed their meal together. But it's too late. They've already used up their chiyuv of zimun. By the way, very, very important halacha. What would be, imagine in the following case. Imagine you had, for argument's sake, 5 people around the table. 2 of them have finished eating. They want to do a zimun, but there's no 3 people ready to bench. So numbers 1 and 2 turn around to number 3, 4, and 5. Would you mind if we do a zimun? Fine, no problem. Numbers 3, 4, and 5 are not ready to bench, but they're happy to pay attention to number 1 and 2. Now it's true, we didn't need number 3 and 4 and 5. One of them would have sufficed. But the Maisa, 3, 4, and 5 all stopped. They paid attention. They listened to Zimun all the way up to Azones HaKoel. Then they carried on their meal. When they are finally finished and they're ready to bench, they do not do Zimun. They've already been Zimund. They have had Zimun, as it were, done to them. So this is the same case that we're talking about as well. Numbers 3, 6, and 9 were all part of a Zimun, although not part of it with regard to benching with them. They didn't bench with them, but they paid attention to their Zimun. So now that they combine 3, 6, and 9, even if they finish eating their meal, sorry, we've already done our Zimun. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is now the other case, top line, last word.
Just a question. And in that case, numbers 4 and 5, who technically aren't needed, they're technically not mechuyev to bench there. They can walk away.
Correct.
So why can't they do, why would they be zimun then? Why can't it just...
They had no necessity, but they stopped and they were in the middle of a conversation with number three. Number three said, I'm sorry, I'm just stopping to help out number 1 and 2. So 4 and 5 said, fine, you know what, we'll join you. We'll also say, yeah, they didn't have to.
But why can't they walk away and do it somewhere else? Because they're not mechuyev to stay. So why do they have to stamp their Zimun book?
They didn't. But once they did pay attention to the Zimun, then their Zimun book is being stamped. You're right, they didn't need to. One person has to stop in favor of two. But we never said that number 3 and 4 and 5 all have to stop in favor of two people. They didn't have to, but they did. So they've had their Zimun book, as you put it, stamped. So once you've had your Zimun book stamped, that's it. Game over. You've already been Zimund. Continue the verb. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Im loy zimnu aleihem b'mitoymom. But if they were never incorporated in a zimun in their original place, so they have not had their zimun book stamped, as they say in Mishkafayim, then chayovin lezame. Then they've got the chiyuv of zimun still hanging over their heads, and the book has not yet been stamped. So 3, 6, and 9 will now have to do a zimun together. The einom rashoim lechalek, and they will not be allowed to split up. The afilu loy ochlu elu hagimel beyachad mishenischabru. Even if the three did not eat together, but they were never part of a zimun, they had a chiyuv of zimun, but it was never taken up. So their Zimun book has not been stamped. So when they now join forces with 6 and 9, what are they coming with? They're coming with a chiv of Zimun hanging over their head.
And again, the chiv of Zimun was not on them in their original groups, and yet they walked away. Right, one walked away from two.
So how could, right, actually we'll see.
Connected what we learned before.
Hey, you're not allowed to do that. Fine, we'll see. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, by the way, I hope everybody is still holding cup. What would be in the following example? Okay, listen carefully. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Numbers 3, 6, and 9 formed a brand new group. Number 3 says to number 6, tell me, in your original group, did they do Zimun yet? And number 6 says, no, my book has not been stamped. And number 6 turns around to number 3 and says, what about you? Me too. So neither of us have had our Zimun book stamped. They turn around to number 9 and says, what about you? And he says, no, mine has been stamped already. So can 3, 6, and 9 do Zimun?
No.
The answer is no. Because I don't have a group of 3 anymore. I've only got 2. Look at the Biur Halacha. In fact, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the very last Mishnah Berurah on the page, Sivkot Mechof Tes, what does he say at the bottom line? Kol Echol L'Shnaim Ayin B'Biur Alocha. Look at the Biur Alocha. The Chofetz Chaim tells us to look in the Biur Alocha. The Chofetz Chaim wrote the Biur Alocha as well. Says the Biur Alocha, the bottom line, Kol Echol L'Shnaim L'Choira Nira. He says, it would appear to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hu Hadin. Exactly would be the same im echod mehen hifsik l'shnayim. If one of them, one of the 3, 6, 9 group, in his original group, he stopped for the other two, which means he's had his Zimun book stamped, then Gam Kain, we would also say Omrinon in that case, the Kvar Porach Zimun Minhei. The Zimun has disappeared. Why? Because number nine is out the question. Veloy Nisharukan Eloshnaim. And I'm afraid we only have two remaining standing. Numbers three and six have not yet been zimund, so they bring a chiyuv of zimun to the table. But number nine has already been zimund, and therefore he does not. So it turns out I've only got two.
Those two still have a chiyuv to go out to the shuk to find the third?
No.
Isn't that what Rashi said? Isn't that how he defined it?
He said, if he's there, you can be mitzarif him. It doesn't say we have to go chasing him around town to look for him.
Just means they would have to be benching without Zima, that's all.
Correct. Separate. Correct. Now the B.R.
Even though they have a chiyuv of Zima, but if now they don't have a group of three, then they would just go ahead and bench without Zima.
Right. Yeah.
So what did Rashi What does Rashi mean when he says, Halal hayutzrichim latzeit lashuk?
No, it just means they needed to go home. They had to go. No, they need to go to the shuk to go and find a third person. They needed to go to shuk, means they needed to go home. That's why they left, because they were in a rush. Now, Rabbi Alocha does continue to say it's not so pashut. About Al Koponim, he found a machloikas, he leaves as a tzarechi, and Abul Achayah, that's the way it would be. Okay. So look at the Mishnah. Talking, 3, 6, and 9 have all been zimund. They have had their zimun book stamped already. So we said that now they convene and converge to make a new group. There's no chiv of zimun, even if they finish off eating together. Afilu ochru acharkach. Why, says Mishnah Berurah? The kvar porach zimun minayu. Because the chiv of Zimun has already disappeared, you can check the box, al yedei, by virtue of, shezimnu aleihem mikoidem. Because previously they've already been incorporated in Zimun. Or mikol mokim, obviously, birkas hamozen, chayovim levarich. Obviously they've got to bench, mitchilas birkas hazon, right from the beginning of birkas hazon, because they never have benched so far. Lamed aleph, the Einom Rashoim Lechalek, this was in the second case where they had not had their Zimun book stamped. They've now reconvened. They've got to form a Zimun, and they must not split up. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Skotten Lamed Aleph, Kiven Shenoyadu Ato Yachtov. Now that they have assembled together, each one is coming from a group. Shekvar Nischayev Shom Bezimun. They're all coming from a group where Zimun took effect. What would be, by the way, if you wouldn't have 3, 6, and 9, rather you've got three groups of two people each, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, and now 2, 4, and 6 joined forces. What would be the halacha?
They would be able to because they could not have done Zimun before.
No, but again, in the case where they did not eat together, 2, 4, and 6. 2, 4, and 6 left their original group of 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6. Now they find themselves as a group of three called 2, 4, and 6, but they did not eat together at all and about to bench. There would be no halacha of Zimun. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they are not bringing to the table a chiyuv of zimun. Look at the Sha'arat Zion at the bottom of the page, right at the bottom.
What you're saying then is if they did not eat together before, and they come together, and now if they then eat something right together, then they would have the chiyuv of zimun, but otherwise not.
Look at the Sha'arat Zion, bottom of the page, top line. Sivkot Mechof Hei. La'afuke, says the Sha'arat Zion at the bottom of the page, as opposed to Im Kol Echod Bo mechabura shel shnei anoshim. You have the sharatzim? Yeah? At the bottom of the page.
Where?
At the bottom of the sharatzim, the top line of the sharatzim.
Okay.
You got it where it says kofi?
Lafuke, yeah.
La'afuke, as opposed to in kol echod bo mechabura shel shnei anoshim. In a case where each one came from a group of merely two people, loy mahani, then it doesn't help. Mashen noyadu ato yachtov, the fact that they have assembled together. Why not? As you pointed out, Rabbi Yehudovid, kiven she'ata, because now loy ochlu b'yachad, they did not eat together. Umikoidem gam kein loy nischayvu, and previously there was also no chiv of zimun because they were not in a group of three. So neither are they bringing a chiyuv of zimun to the table now, nor are they creating a new chiyuv because they didn't eat together. Whereas in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, even though they didn't eat together, but what are they bringing to the table? They're bringing to the table an unstamped zimun book. Why have they got a zimun book? Because they were originally in a group of three. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed Aleph.
So also, I guess what that also means is that if 2, 4, and 6 come together to make a new group, then there's no problem of them splitting off from each other.
100%.
If they haven't eaten.
Correct, 100% correct. There is no chiv of zimun, there is no chiv to bench together, and they can happily all wander away. Now, Ramosha Zelek, here comes your kasha finally. Yeah, Rav Nachum.
So if I sit down at a chasna and I eat my, if I eat at the table when no one's at the table with me,
yeah,
can I be counted in a zimun if guys come at the next course and sit down and eat?
Everybody would want to eat with you, Nachum. What's going on? In the theoretical case that you ate by yourself and you know chiva zim, and then so and you finished your meal and they came afterwards and finished.
I didn't finish. Well, okay, but we have to start at the same time or we have to overlap.
You have to overlap. In fact, you remember we learned a long time ago a sugya. Even if two of them have finished, but they would in theory be happy to carry on eating and there's more food available.
In other words, if one person is still working on a first course and the other two are availing themselves of the Simchas Chasen V'Kala, there's an overlap there and they can be...
Because if it's at the same table, correct.
Yeah.
Okay, Ramosh Zelek, here comes your kasha, finally. Says the Mishnah Berurah again, go to the beginning of Sivkot Lamed Aleph. Ve'enom rashoim l'chalei, they're not allowed to split up, kiven she'noyadu ato yachto v'kol echod bo mechabura she'kvar nischayev shom b'zimun. And they are all coming from a group that has already had a chiyuv that kicked in. Whoopsie. Yeah. Now, here comes the Sha'ar Tzion, here comes the Mishnah Berurah. This is your kasher, Moshe Zelig. Va'af denis bo'er b'sivov b'hago. Even though if you look in Sivov in the Ramah, it says, de'osa liporeid, you're not allowed to separate. Mechabura shel gimel. So what's going on over here? What does that mean? 3, 6, and 9 left their original group, but they weren't allowed to do that. Why? Because through that, mafsid hazimun shalohem, because you're ruining a zimun. So what are 3, 6, and 9 busy leaving their original chaburas, making a new chabura, send them back home. V'im kein, surely, hoya l'kol echod ve'echod lachzor l'chabura shaloi. Surely each one of them, rather than forming a new group, should all go back to their original group. What are you doing here? That was your kasher, Moshe Zelig. As promised, Rabbeinu Chofetz Chaim deals with it. Yesh loima. The answer is the Mairi Hocha. We're talking about Shenispardo chaburosom horishayna. Their first chabura has disbanded. Whatever, disbanded. They've gone. Why have they gone? I don't know. They disappeared. I'd love to go back to my original group. My original group is no longer there. So I'm left stranded with a chiyuv of Zimun, with my Zimun book unstamped. And I'm looking desperately for somebody else who can help me stamp it. So,
they want to go away from, if they've disbanded, they want to become a merry bandit.
That's what we're looking for.
Yep.
Baruch Hashem, number 3, found number 6, who found number 9, so we can stamp our Zimun book together. But otherwise, I was left stranded. Or, if you're not happy with that answer, which, by the way, is a little bit of a difficult answer, because what does that mean, the original Chabura disbanded? Well, how are they allowed to disband?
Right.
They're really just pushing off the kasha. Inami says the Mishnah Berurah alternative, Lefi mad mavola kama basiman reish be'eli rabba v'sha'achrinim b'mokoyim shi'yesh oinas oy hefsed momen muta le'echod ligmar sudosoy mikoydem shegomru ha'shnaim olavorech lefni atzmoy. There are extenuating circumstances, you are allowed to leave. If there's a shas adchak, if there's an oinus, if there's a hefsed momoin, then one is allowed to bench and disappear. If for some reason the other two can't stop for him, then he's allowed to disappear. So again, if you're wanting to know how was it that he left his original group, because somebody else there ran away. Why? Because he had an oinus. It's Mariocha Gamkin. So that's what we're talking about. B'chiyai Gavna. Shahoyu Elu Ashloisha Muchrochin L'mahir V'ligmo Yisudosu Mikoydem. Or number 3, 6, and 9, they were the oinus people. Number 3 had to leave because why, had an emergency train to catch. As did number 6, as did number 9. And had he not caught the train, he would have suffered big financial loss. He would have missed his big business meeting. So under that circumstance, from Moshe Zelig, this is the answer to your kasha. Why are we busy talking about 3, 6, and 9 who left their original group? They had no heter to do so. The answer is they did.
They were all with Hatzalah, and their beepers went off.
They were all major Hatzalah members. They got a call, emergency in Yerushalayim. They all ran there, and they found themselves sitting around the table. Why did you leave your original group? Same reason as you.
There's no Hesach Hadas there if they all left.
Oh, so now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah quickly. We're running out of time. Lamed Beis. Va'afilu loy ochlu. Now, 1 second. 3, 6, and 9 are all going to end up benching where?
Where were they sitting?
In the new place. But they never ate there. Doesn't Birkas HaMazon always require that you bench where you ate? Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'kosheh, what on earth is going on? Or kaim alon, surely in kuf pei dala, the birkas hamoz and sorech lavorech, dafka b'mokem sha'ochal, where you ate.
Right.
In kol echad echad, sorech lachzor, l'mokem sha'ochal mitchilo. Surely each one should go back to where he ate originally. You can't bench in a different place. As yesh metaretzim, some answer the hocha mairi, we're talking about ba'okre b'shoigeg. The halacha is if you leave your original place, not purposely, but b'shoigeg, m'mokemam, we do not exert him to go back to the original place according to the Rambam. So too, therefore, we can say, given the kan yochel zamin, if I go back to my original place, what will I find there? Not much. So I'll lose Zimun. If I stay in my new place, I'll get a Zimun. So then that's the case. It's better to stay where you are.
Okay, we'll leave that for the moment.
Okay, so I'll call Pony Boyfriend. I think everything we've seen in the Shulchan Aruch is a beautiful summary of what we've seen in the Gemara. Very, very, very important halachas. And I guess running out of time, I have to leave it over here. So Mr. Hashem will convene next time. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach.
Shkoyach.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.